Radio Prague News. The lower house of parliament has approved a constitutional amendment introducing direct presidential elections. The lower house has also passed the Czech Republic's state budget for 2012. And the US lawyer Ed Fagan has filed a lawsuit against the Czech Republic in Florida regarding unpaid bonds issued by the town of Karlovy Vary in 1924. The lower house of parliament has approved a constitutional amendment introducing direct presidential elections. The bill was approved by MPs across the political spectrum, with the exception of the communists, who abstained from the vote. The legislation has yet to be approved by the Senate, dominated by the opposition Social Democrats. If the legislation comes into effect, the successor to President Václav Klaus will be elected in a popular vote in 2013. The lower house has also passed the Czech Republic's state budget for 2012, envisaging a deficit of 105 billion crowns. The government says, however, it will submit an amended version to the chamber in case of negative economic development. The state budget legislation has yet to be signed by the president. The U.S. lawyer Ed Fagan has filed a lawsuit against the Czech Republic in Florida regarding unpaid bonds issued by the town of Karlovy Vary in 1924 and alleged discrimination against their holders. Besides the Czech state, the sued parties include the Czech National Bank, the town of Karlovy Vary, and its mayor, Petr Kulhánek. Mr. Fagan told reporters on Wednesday he estimated the length of the trial at around 18 months, adding it could be halted if the sued parties agreed on a settlement. Mr. Fagan brought a copy of the lawsuit filed on Monday to Karlovy Vary to officially hand it over to the municipal authority. The Czech Finance Ministry has rejected Mr. Fagan's $500 million claim for the bonds. An analysis carried out by the Česká spořitelna bank predicts the Czech economy will decline by 0.4% next year, the bank said on Wednesday. After Raiffeisen Bank, Česká spořitelna is the second bank to expect recession in the country in 2012. Raiffeisen Bank predicts a 1.2% decrease of the Czech GDP. A regular survey of prognoses by different institutions compiled by the Finance Ministry predicts a growth of 0.8% on average, while the Ministry itself expects a growth of 1%. The Czech National Bank puts the growth figure at 1.2%, but it forecasts a 0.4% decrease in an alternative scenario, taking into account problems in the Eurozone. The Senate has passed a resolution stating the government broke the Czech constitution by sending Czech military doctors to Slovakia earlier this month. The vote was pushed through by the Social Democrats, who have a majority in the upper house. Speaking on behalf of the cabinet, Defense Minister Alexander Vondra denied the act was in breach of the constitution and called the Senate's ruling a political declaration. 29 Czech military doctors were sent as reinforcements to hospitals in neighboring Slovakia on December the 2nd at the request of the Slovak government due to a protest of some 1,200 Slovak doctors who had walked out over low salaries. The Czech specialists were deployed in hospitals in Bratislava, Nitra, Žilina and Ružomberok and returned only 5 days later. Czech Airlines pilots have called off a strike alert announced earlier this month, the pilots' labor union said on Wednesday. The union signed a memorandum with the Czech Air Holding Group on Wednesday approving the transfer of 100 CSA pilots to the subsidiary charter firm Holidays Czech Airlines. The union also agreed to accept the offloading of Czech Airlines aircraft to Holidays Czech Airlines within the Czech Air Holding Group. The pilots launched their protest on December the 1st, and as a result, Czech Airlines had to cancel 25 flights and hire crews and aircraft from foreign carriers. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The coming days should be partly cloudy and rainy, with daytime highs reaching 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Pavla Horáková, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. In today's program, after years of debate, the lower house has passed a bill which could pave the way for direct presidential elections. We'll have the details. And every fifth company, a survey says, in the Czech Republic is planning layoffs next year. And a little later, stay tuned for another edition of Spotlight. This time we travel to Strážnice in South Moravia. Don't go away. After years of debate, the lower house of Czech parliament on Wednesday voted in favor of direct presidential elections. A last-minute deal between the coalition and the opposition Social Democrats ensured sufficient support for the motion. If approved by the Senate now, it will allow Czechs to elect their president directly for the first time. This in 2013 after Václav Klaus leaves office. Jan Richter has the details.
Pro 159 proti 3 konstatuji, že s návrhem zákona poslanecká sněmovna vyslovila souhlas.
The lower house of parliament gave a hearty round of applause when the speaker announced the results of the vote. 159 out of 192 MPs present supported an amendment to the Czech constitution, paving the way for direct presidential elections. In the two decades since the idea first emerged, direct presidential elections have become a notorious issue on the Czech political scene. All parties declared support for the change to the Czech constitutional system, but they could never quite agree on the details, killing the bill each time it reached the Chamber of Deputies. But on Wednesday, a last-minute deal between the coalition parties and the opposition Social Democrats ensured sufficient support for the motion, which will now go to the Senate. After the vote, Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka said he would ask Social Democrat members of the Senate, where the opposition party has a majority, to support the amendment as well.
As the chairman of the Social Democrats, I will recommend our senators to support this constitutional amendment. This is in line with our party's leadership, which earlier recommended both Social Democrat MPs and senators to vote in favor of direct presidential elections.
Ústavní změnu vedoucí přímé volbě prezidenta republiky podpořili.
According to the bill, the Czech president will be elected in a two-round voting system. If no candidate gains over 50% of votes in the first round, two candidates with the highest number of votes will advance to the second. To enter the race, candidates will need to gain support from at least 50,000 Czech citizens over the age of 18, or 20 MPs, or 10 senators. The bill also extends the possibility of having the president removed from office. The Social Democrats voted in favor of the bill after coalition MPs in turn supported two of their proposals aimed at limiting the presidential powers. The president's penal immunity will be limited to his or her time in office, and the president's power to stop criminal prosecution will be subject to a countersignature by the prime minister or another member of the government. However, the MPs clashed over the president's right to appoint board members of the Czech National Bank. The lower house eventually rejected a Social Democrat proposal to subject these appointments to the approval of the prime minister as well. However, the bill was passed by a great majority of MPs, with the exception of the communists. Political analyst Petr Just believes the reason why direct presidential elections were not introduced earlier has to do with civic democrats' concerns that Václav Klaus would not stand much chance in a popular vote.
ODS has been one of the parties who, for most of the time of the 1990s and up to now, vetoed or rejected always the direct presidential elections. In my opinion, this was mostly caused by the fact that they were not sure whether, for example, Václav Klaus would receive majority needed in the direct elections, and they thought that Václav Klaus is probably more acceptable candidate for the indirect elections.
That proved true when Václav Klaus was elected by both chambers of parliament in 2003 and re-elected in 2008. As he cannot run for a third term, Mr. Just believes the Civic Democrats decided to comply with public opinion and support a direct vote for Václav Klaus's successor. Commentators note that a directly elected president with slightly modified powers will not change the Czech Republic's political system. But they are also cautious about the final outcome of the initiative, as Social Democrat senators might want to revive some of the proposals rejected on Wednesday by the lower house, which would effectively kill the bill once again.
Jan Richter reporting there on developments this Wednesday, with the lower house passing a bill which could pave the way for direct presidential elections, which some people, some pundits and some skeptics even now say would or will never happen. So it should be interesting to see how that situation develops. If you have an opinion on direct presidential elections in this country, please write to us here at Radio Prague. The address is english@radio.cz or Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Let us know what you think. We turn now to this story, though. For many people, 2012 promises to be a tough year, or certainly one of at least big changes. A new survey by the Czech Chamber of Commerce has suggested that every fifth company in the Czech Republic is planning layoffs in reaction to the slowing economy. Some will let go as many as 600 people, while others will let go dozens. Well, a little earlier, I spoke to Chamber of Commerce spokesman Petr Kopáček about the situation for companies and why they have little choice but to reduce staff.
I would say that the Czech firms, large part of Czech firms, don't have information about their future. There's a large uncertainty of their expectation. Almost one-fourth of Czech firms are not able to say that their situation next year will be worse or better than this year. More than 40% of Czech firms expect that the situation in next year will be worse, and only 9% of Czech firms expect that their business will be done better next year, that their situation will be better. The Czech firms are, I would say, generally speaking, in a good condition. The problem of the Czech firms is export. The large majority of the Czech GDP product depends on the situation in European markets, because more than 80% of Czech export is to European countries, and now there are the problems. The Czech firms have also the problems, and they have to find new markets in new countries like Russia, Southern America, etc., etc.
You talked there about the kinds of firms that might be hit, those that are heavily dependent on export. But my understanding is that one of the sectors that is going to be laying off the most is construction. Is that true?
Yes. Pessimistic expectations have firms previously from the construction, because this part of Czech economy is in depression just for many months. The situation is worse and worse because the government doesn't spend new money. You know, there are no new investments to the infrastructure of the Czech, you know, no new construction of highways, etc., etc. And so then the construction industry is hit.
What is the character of the jobs being lost? Are these skilled positions, or is it the case where people at the bottom of the ladder in terms of skills are the ones who are being let go first?
Mm-hmm. Czech employment market is characterized by several structural problems. One of them is that the Czech firm have a problem to find qualified employees, especially in technical jobs. On the other hand, there are many people who are unemployed, for example, for a long time, and they don't have a chance to find a job. This disproportion is not a good thing, and now the Czech government, in cooperation with Czech firms, preparing some procedures to solve this situation. For example, there are some plans for requalifications to make the Czech employment market more flexible, to what extent, you know, the jobs were cut in the more qualified people or less qualified people. One key thing is important to stress. Even in a situation of recession and firms now, that it's not a good thing to fire people with high qualification, because after a recession, the firm will have the big problem to bring them back.
Petr Kopáček, the spokesman for the Czech Chamber of Commerce, about the situation faced by many Czech companies, including the dangers of letting go highly skilled staff. We also discussed government plans for requalification of employees with higher skills. Of course, that is a situation which is still developing, so we'll keep you informed. It's time now, though, for another edition of Spotlight. Today we travel to South Moravia, to the town of Strážnice, the heart of the ethnographic region of Slovácko. The town is a traditional center of regional ethnographic festivities. And today Pavla Horáková takes you to the Strážnice Open Air Folk Museum, featuring local village architecture and showing glimpses of life from the past centuries. Thank you.
The open-air museum in Strážnice presents examples of popular architecture from different parts of the region of Slovácko, such as the districts of Moravské Kopanice, Zálesí and Horňácko. The local terrain has been altered to resemble the typical countryside of the respective districts. In all, there are 65 houses in the museum. The entrance building comes from the year 1612. Formerly a brewery owned by the local nobility, today it houses a gift shop selling various local products to visitors. Among them, a small pipe, played by shopkeeper Renata Janasová.
Pefletně se říká handrácká píšťala, protože na krku ji opravdu nosili handráci.
This used to be called the ragman's pipe. People who traveled round villages and bought old rags to make rugs from them used to wear these pipes around their neck. The ragman used to play them as they walked from village to village.
A ty handráci, když takhle chodili, tak hráli na ty svoje píšťalky.
When you enter the open-air museum, a 10-hectare area of picturesque countryside opens up in front of you, scattered with centuries-old houses. Here you can learn not only about the types of local architecture, but also about the way people used to live here in Slovácko. One part of the outdoor exhibition is dedicated to the ethnographic district of Moravské Kopanice. It is an isolated area where old traditions had been conserved for a long time, as guide Eva Rypalová explains.
Název Kopanice vznikl od způsobu obdělávání půdy, kdy vlastně lidé...
The very name comes from the way soil was worked there. People who lived there had to dig or kopat with hoes to be able to grow at least something on the barren slopes. These people were called Kopaničáři and the area was named Moravské Kopanice.
Kopaničáři a celé oblasti pak Moravské Kopanice.
Kopanice was inhabited by people who originally came from Hungary or today's Slovakia. They were given a plot of land where they could build a modest house. The houses displayed in the open-air museum are built from timber, and the holes between the beams are plugged with moss and mud. However, covered with white plaster, they look like brick houses. Also, they have rather unusual chimneys.
Na Moravských Kopanicích jsou komíny, které končí pod střechou, takže na půdě...
Chimneys in Moravské Kopanice end below the roof. They open into the attic and there is a flat piece of rock placed over the opening. As hot sparks would hit it, they would cool down and fall back down into the stove. The smoke was released through the cracks in the opening into the attic and then through the roof. Houses in Kopanice consisted of just one room and a shed. The whole family, sometimes up to 11 people, lived in this small room.
The tour around the museum continues to another ethnographic district, Luhačovické Zálesí, an area between the regions of Valašsko and Slovácko, where mountains turn into lowlands. That is reflected in the building material. The houses are no longer built from timber, but from adobes. The former house of Anna Mrázková from the village of Doubravy gives the visitor a taste of what a household with a newborn baby looked like, including various superstitions and rituals connected to childbirth.
Ženě se rozpletly vlasy, rozvázaly se jí šňůrky na oděvu i na botech. V domě se...
In labor, the woman let her hair loose and had all cords and laces untied on her clothes and shoes. All locks in the house were unlocked and all cupboards opened, so everything would be open and loose and the child could come into this world easily. When the baby was born, the midwife examined it. When the baby was born with a tooth, it was considered a bad omen for the whole family, so they would try to push the tooth back or even extract it. When the baby was given its first bath, 9 herbs were added to the water so that the child would be healthy. A boy was given a piece of iron in order to be strong, and a girl a handful of straws for beautiful long hair. A small coin was thrown into the bath for wealth. Then the child was smeared with butter so it would be precious to everybody and had a red string tied around its hand for protection from evil powers.
The house from Zálesí and the one from Kopanice make an interesting comparison. Even though both were built at around the same time, the visitor has a feeling that there is a 100 years gap between them. In Zálesí, the houses had wooden floors and tiled stoves. In Kopanice, the floors were made from mud and the houses had stick chimneys. The open-air museum features more recent houses as well. For example, the house of Mr. Mališek from Provodov. It comes from the 19th century, but the interior is from the 1930s. There is a separate bedroom for the husband and wife, a kitchen with a kitchen range and a sofa where the breadwinner could take a nap after lunch.
Začala móda kredenců, kde do té horní prosklené části se dávaly různé.
That's when cupboards came into fashion and various painted saucepans and cups were displayed on the upper shelves with glass doors. The lower part was for pots and pans and the middle was a worktop.
Byla spíše na hrnce a ta prostřední byla takovou pracovní plochou.
The house is locked again and we are going to see different farm buildings, such as barns, a drying room for fruits, a wine press and a wine cellar, but also a blacksmith's workshop and a weaver's house. A replica of a miller's house, which used to belong to the Čerešník brothers and was built in 1716, presents wedding preparations.
Po prvních ohláškách pak chodila nevěsta po vesnici, když byla chudá, chodila dům.
After the first bans, the bride-to-be walked around the village. If she was poor, she went from house to house. If she was rich, she only went to see her friends and asked for wedding presents. Wherever she asked, she had to be given something, even if it was just a handful of feathers to stuff her pillow. After the third bans, it was the bridegroom who walked round the village with his best man and invited people to the wedding table. A day before the wedding, they parted with freedom. A candle was lit, and while it burned, merrymaking went on. Once the candle went out, that was the end of the party, and everyone went home.
Zábava, jakmile zhasla, tak zábava se ukončila a všichni šli domů.
Few people know today that weddings were originally held on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Finally, we move to the district of Horňácko, a region at the foothills of the White Carpathians. It is situated around the center of Velká nad Veličkou, and the district is known for its rich folklore traditions. We see streets here and gardens separated by fences. While there were no chimneys on the Kopanice houses, here there's a lot to admire. Eva Rýpalová again.
Tady naopak horňáci se předbíhali, kdo bude mít hezčí komín, takže stavili různé okýnka.
The inhabitants of Horňácko competed in who would have the prettiest chimney, so they made various windows, steps and roofs on them. Those had a practical reason too, because the chimneys were often used for smoking meat. Now we're standing in front of the blacksmith's workshop of Mr. Veverka from Lipov. It was preserved exactly as the last blacksmith left it in
1971.
The Strážnice Open-Air Folk Museum does not only display houses and tools, but sheds some light on what human life was like in the past centuries in South Moravia, including customs and rituals concerning childbirth, marriage, work, as well as death. Finally, the path through the 18th and 19th centuries takes us back to the present, the entrance building where visitors can buy local handmade products, ceramics, painted Moravian faience, or typical fabrics woven on an old loom, but also glass products, as shopkeeper Renata Janasová points out.
No a jsme ve vinařském kraji.
This is a wine-growing region, so part of the exhibition is also dedicated to wine-growing. These are tasting glasses that you can hang around your neck. It's a practical thing, it's a traditional product, but alas, it's empty.
You've been listening to Spotlight, this time written and produced by Pavla Horáková about the area or the town of Strážnice in South Moravia. That takes us just about to the last portion of our program today, which is our regular sound check series, in which you can learn secrets or idioms of the Czech language through song lyrics. And today's edition is brought to you by, that's right, Daniela Lazarová.
Dneska je velký první letní den. A venku slyším zpívat šťastný ptáky. Usnul jsem v autě, měl jsem zvláštní sen. Valí se kamení na jasný páky. Dneska je velký první letní den. Poplávy krev a...
Welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language course in which you can pick up useful phrases with the help of song lyrics. Today's song is by the group Vanastovy Věci and is called Velký první letní den, that great first day of summer. The phrase to listen out for is Láska bez paroží.
Láska bez paroží, mamo, lásku, chci osedlat. Žádný strach, jsem gentleman, je advokát. Bábí mě klisen, jo, tak to já by jsem...
Láska bez paroží translates as love without antlers. This requires a little explanation, I think. The Czech word for a cuckold is parohač, or a man with antlers. A man whose wife or girlfriend sleeps around grows a pair of antlers, which everyone can see but the poor besotted cuckold. In Czech, you will also hear the expression nasadila mu parohy, meaning she crowned him with antlers. And apart from being whispered, the expression is easily mimed behind the person's back, usually at the pub. A nightmare for any man, as you can imagine. Not surprisingly, the singer is singing about love without antlers, láska bez paroží.
Energie boží, láska bez paroží, mamo, lásku chci osedlat. Žádný strach, jsem gentleman, je advokát. Bábí mě klisen, jo, tak to já by jsem...
There are several other ways of saying that someone is unfaithful. The most common is on jí zahnul or ona mu zahnula. In other words, he or she swerved off the straight path. If you hear someone saying zahněte doleva, they're giving someone directions and saying turn left. But if they say zahnula si mi, in other words, did you swerve? You can almost certainly expect a stormy argument. In our song, the singer is singing about that heady first day of summer when birds sing, girls flout their beauty, and he smells estrogen in the air. Love without antlers seems a very unlikely prospect, but as the guy says, he is discreet and a gentleman.
Energie boží, láska bez paroží, mamo, lásku chci osedlat. Žádný strach, jsem gentleman, je advokát. Bábí mě klisen, jo, tak to já by jsem, s tebou by jsem byl.
Guys or girls who are inclined to swerve chodí na zálety. In other words, they are flighty. And a rather vulgar expression you might hear about a woman is ona mu zanáší, which is derived from female birds, originally hens, laying their eggs elsewhere, which inevitably means that her guy will grow a fine pair of antlers. And of course, there's a big risk of that happening on the very first day of summer, when estrogen is in the air and girls flout their beauty. But not to worry, it's mid-December and everyone is bundled up. And if the worst comes to the worst, antlers really are invisible. Thanks for learning Czech with me and naschledanou.
Kdo se neprobudí, leští karabiny, láska, destilát, nakrmit a ukojit, když je tu hlad. Energie boží, láska bez paroží, mamo, lásku chci osedlat. Žádný strach, jsem gentleman, je advokát. Bábí mě klisen, jo, tak to já by jsem, s tebou by jsem byl moc rád.
Okay, that edition of Soundcheck was produced by Daniela Lazareva, and it's all we have in this program today. We're out of time. I'm Jan Vellinger for all of us here at Radio Prague. Thanks so much for joining us this day, and take care.